I'm all about the team. So, you know, to me, one of the big ones was really transforming this function in our center of excellence and one that we're able to support each other.
Hello, and welcome to the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull. And on this show, we interview today's industry leaders in talent acquisition to discuss challenges, best practices, and what the future holds. If you are working in talent acquisition and have always wanted to sit down with your peers at other companies to exchange ideas and learn, well, this show is the next best thing. Join us each week as we bring you a new expert interview and extract their expertise. This episode is brought to you by SageMark HR. Transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology. Selecting the right recruiting solutions to enable your strategy is one of the biggest challenges leaders face today. You know technology will help, but searching all the options to find out what will work best for your specific needs can be both overwhelming and time-consuming. At SageMark HR, we make selecting the right recruiting technology easy. Our proven process has helped companies such as 3M, Comcast, Stryker, Walgreens, and many more. Reach out to us at SageMark HR for a free consultation to learn how we can help you improve results with less stress and confidently change from reacting to leading. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Dull, and today I have a fun conversation with Matt Batista. Matt is the Senior Director of Enterprise TA at PCHI. Matt, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, excited for our conversation today. So let's kind of jump in and get started, if you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit around your background, how you got started in kind of in talent and talent acquisition roles. I know you've got a unique background, so let's hop into that.
Yeah, so I think it's probably beneficial if we go all the way back. We'll give the entire story because I think all of it contributes to where I am today, how I got here, and some of the success that I've had thus far. But like many kids, I aspired to do what my dad, you know, when I was younger, I always looked up to him. And he was an engineer and, you know, on the chemical side. And unfortunately, I didn't get into any of those schools that would bring me there. But during a holiday break, when I was at college, I came back and my dad put together a dinner with his boss. Around the table, you know, that evening, the boss asked me, he goes, hey, what do you want to do when you graduate? And I said, well, I want to be an engineer like my dad. It was just a comment, but apparently, you know, that resonated with him. And I guess much of the conversation did too. And following that, a few months later, when I was getting ready to graduate, he remembered it. He asked my dad if I wanted to join that organization. And I did. Out of college with certainly not classically trained to be an engineer, took on this role and more of a sales role and joined this organization, you know, underneath my dad. And I don't know if you've ever worked for your father, but it's not easy. And separating a boss, dad is pretty difficult. But we made it work for a couple of years and kind of self-taught myself along the way. But then, you know, I realized that if I'm going to make my own name, I'm going to have to move on. And I had a non-compete agreement. So it was a tough decision, but the right decision, you know, kind of make my own name, get out of the shadow. And my whole plan was to find something to do during my non-compete and go back into engineering. Well, that plan didn't really work out. So I got into retail and I started having a lot of fun in retail and more of like a salesperson in a store, just trying to make ends meet until the hourglass ran out. From there, had some success and moved into showroom manager. And from there, market leader, and then more of a regional leader. And along the way, I got some attention in headquarters around performance, both individually as a leader. And we had this new head of learning and development, chief learning and development officer. His name was Jim Viola. And he said, hey, listen, I want to bring him up and I want to meet him and, you know, maybe pick his brain around some of the things that he's doing. So I did. And just to be a SME and went up there and met him, left a couple impressions. And a few months later, he calls me up and says, hey, would you want to join my team? And that's how I got into HR, you know, so more of ops background. And I started in learning and development and had a lot of fun. From there, kind of moved around a little bit and started to climb the ladder. And then this individual brought me into HR, decided to leave. And he went to Party City, which is now PCHI, Party City Holdings, Inc. And when he got to Party City, he gave me a call exactly 1 year later. And he said, hey, I got an opportunity for you. And I assumed it was in learning and development. That's where I've been. And I said, great. I said, what is it? And he goes, well, I want you to be a corporate talent acquisition manager. And talent acquisition? I said, what the heck is that? But apparently I fooled him and he thought I could do it. And I decided to take the leap and to take a chance and try something different. And I got there and I had a lot of fun. I learned an awful lot, you know, I mean, interpersonal skills, a lot of those things that I learned along the way, I took with me and I had a great run. I still have a great run here at PCHI, and from corporate TA manager, moved into an HRBP role. From there, moved into a director of corporate recruiting. From there, a broader role where I took on retail and supply chain. And then 5 years into this, I got recruited away from PCHI and very, very happy. Love the organization. I probably have a PCHI tattoo somewhere back there. But you know, someone came calling and it was a different experience and outside of retail and something that I want to try. And I took the move and it was a really tough decision. And I moved down to Florida. They took on this new role, opportunity to stand up a really large TA function. They were broken. Opportunity to put my fingerprints on something and blank canvas and build something out. And I did. But all along the way, I never stopped chatting with my manager at the time. Her name is Karen McGowan and certainly a great mentor to me. And it was during Halloween. And when she needed some assistance, she'd pick up the phone and I was right there and vice versa. And this new organization needed to be super scrappy and super nimble. I would call her. And we just had a great relationship and it grew. Fast forward a little bit and there was a mutual decision, opportunity to come back, a bigger role than I left with. And I came running, you know, I came running back to PCHI. I miss the people, I miss the culture, and I just miss the organization. And, you know, here I am. So I'm back. Besides that little cup of tea, I've been with PCHI for about 7 years and certainly enjoying it.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. Definitely a unique background and spending time in operations and retail sales on the floor and growing your way through that. You definitely get to see kind of how talent impacts the business model from an operational perspective. So that's definitely unique. Leaving and coming back, that's always a cool experience and unique. And so, if you wouldn't mind, share a little bit about kind of the scope of your current role and how Party City plays into the overall PCHI organization, some of those kind of things.
Got it. So we'll start with PCHI. So Party City Holdings, Inc. When people hear Party City, they just think the retail stores, 762 retail stores, but it's obviously much deeper than that. We're vertically integrated. So we have 7 manufacturing distribution centers throughout the country. And then we have a beautiful, brand new, state-of-the-art facility, corporate facility in Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. And it's what you think, you know, PCHI, Party City, corporate office would and should look like. It's balloons, colors, confetti, candy, et cetera. So my scope is that I lead those 3 buckets, and they're both very unique. So I lead all of corporate talent acquisition, and I have a great director, you know, Stacey Ortiz, who really heads that up. You know, I also lead retail. Once again, I have a great director, Shelly Moran, who really heads that up as well. That includes the pop-up stores too. So around Halloween, we'll open up this year at 149, you know, Halloween City stores. And then also supply chain, some responsibilities with all of our supply chain centers, you know, supporting them more from a strategy perspective and helping them fill roles quickly. So it's a lot. It's a big role. It certainly keeps me busy, but it's something that I certainly enjoy. And to give you a little bit more perspective, during the Halloween hiring season, we hired 20,000 people over 8 weeks. So that falls into my responsibility. Sounds like a Herculean effort, but when you have great partners and a great strategy, you can pull it off. And we made it this year. You know, with all the headwinds that were in front of us, you were able to hit our number. So something that I'm super proud of. But that's a little bit about the organization and how it's set up, you know, just with the vertical integration.
Yeah, that's great. And I remember when we first met and you were talking about that 8-week run of bringing on 20,000 people for Party City, Halloween City, and that ramp up for your busy season. That is definitely a lot of volume in a short period of time. And so kudos to you and your team for being able to execute on that in the type of market we're in now. That's really impressive. One of the things I was curious too, like, so talk a little bit about the size of your team. So how many people do you have on your team and how does that flex up and down kind of during that Halloween season when you're trying to bring on 20,000 seasonal people?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's a very nimble, you know, team, an agile group, as I'll call them. But the 2 great directors, you know, certainly maximize what we have. And we're not resource heavy, probably like most organizations. We figure it out and we get it done. On the corporate side, there's 4 people. There's 3 recruiters and there's 1 talent coordinator. I don't want to list all their names.
No, you don't have to. Names,
but they're just fantastic. So if they get a chance to hear this, know that all that hard work goes to them. And then on the retail side, there's 4 recruiting managers throughout the country, regional recruiters. And then around Halloween, this year we brought on 3 temp recruiters, 1 specifically for Halloween City and 2 others that we use more strategically during that hiring push. And then for supply chain, you know, the entities, each facility will have a TA lead who will handle, you know, the responsibilities there. But we are 1 team One of the things that I'm really proud of this year was breaking down some barriers, getting everybody together. We created one process, one mission, one vision, one SLA. We have quarterly summits. We'll share best practices, share some insights into performance, and then look to the future of what's coming. And those have been super beneficial as we all start to kind of cross-pollinate and help each other out, in times of need.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. It's great to share. And so that gives a glimpse into some of what you've been working on here over the last couple of years of building the team, bringing them together, kind of standardizing what makes sense, figuring out your operating model to be able to deliver against your needs. What other types of initiative have you run over the last couple of years that you're really proud of? I know there's been a lot.
There's a lot. That's a good question. I'm all about the team. So, to me, one of the big ones was really transforming this function in our center of excellence and one that we're able to support each other. And now I know who this person is sitting in this manufacturing, facility. And if I had a question, I could give them a call. And we never really had that before. So, and then really, standardizing process. And I believe in consistency and predictability and no fault to anybody's, but a lot of things were done more independently, more a cappella. How it was done in this facility was very different than corporate or in retail. And so we came out with a universal process that we had to make that was adaptable to all the parts of the business. So that was the lift. And that's something that we had to go out and train everybody on. And they were accustomed to doing things a certain way. So just changes in behavior. One of the other things that we've done is, roll out a lot of modern technology. And we're looking to the future to also bring in some additional technology, i.e. like AI. But it sounds like super simple, but everything from text to apply, QR codes to really revamping our entire career site, more of an interactive educational experience that's designed to inspire and hopefully separate us from the competition. I knew nothing about building a career site, but with some great partners from our communications team, we're able to do so. Then also tracking mechanisms. I think data is key. So really understanding what's going on in the business, where we've rolled out new metrics. Before, probably like most TA organizations, we had time to fill and open job percentage. But then we started looking at closing percentage, quality of hire, hiring manager satisfaction. So we rolled out all these new metrics. And then, as I mentioned before, new tracking. And some of the tracking that we came up with had like predictive modeling. So we would know how many applicants that we would need to make a hire, because applicants turns into interviews, interviews turns into hires, and hires turns into starts. So we're able to get a good understanding of what we need, in each location for each type of role in order to get that hire, which made things, certainly a lot easier. And then one of the other things I mentioned earlier is the Halloween hiring. Going into this year, I didn't know. You come up with a strategy, it's a little bit of darts in the dark. And listen, I've had the benefit of doing this for 7 years, but it's always different. It's always unique. It's not cut and paste. And for us to be able to hit our numbers, both in Party City and retail and Halloween City, I thought was certainly a big win. And just another shameless plug, but we've never missed our number. So we've been able to do that the entire time that I've been enrolled.
Yeah, that's extremely impressive with that kind of, again, that kind of volume, the headwinds you face, the type of market you're interacting in, the talent. And so that's really kudos to you and your team. That is really, really impressive. And yeah, I like what you talked about the predictive modeling as well. That's a good initiative. So you can understand kind of in the current state, what those ratios are at each of those gates and kind of manage to each of those through the process elements. That's definitely helpful for people be able to forecast where you're at, how you're tracking that stuff. So yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing all that. That's a lot. And kudos to you and your team for being able to deliver on that. What do you see next? What do you see for the future? As you look at the next phase of kind of your transformation and evolution there at PCHI?
So, I like to stay modern. So, one of the challenges that I put on myself is to try to meet as many folks as I possibly can in this space in a given month. I'm big on networking, attending summits when I can, meeting with vendors, learning about new technology that's out there. I alluded to it. One of the things that I'm super interested in is technology will help us improve two things. And my team hears me talk about these two things every single day. It's speed and experience. And I'm not willing to substitute one for the other. So we got to be really good at both. And when you're dealing with the amount of hires that we need to make a year, when you're dealing with 762 remote hiring facilities and all these applicants that we get, it's technology can help us streamline process and remove some of the administrative burden, not only from the internal TA team, but from the hiring managers, in the stores as well. And listen, it's about making, everybody's life easier. And allowing them to put time or redirect time back into other things, more important things. For example, like in a store, we did some analysis, and a hiring manager in a store, so a store leader, would on average, take about 8 hours a week dedicating to screening and sourcing and scheduling and rescheduling. That's like an entire shift. What if we could find some technology to help them do that and give them that time back so they can spend it with their team and with customers? And those are the things that I'm looking to do. Also, DEI and B, so diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, that is always top of mind to me. And I want to cast the widest possible net I can to all different underrepresented groups and really drive as many applicants that I can to PCHI. So those are things I'm certainly uber curious about and exploring currently.
Yeah, no, those are all exciting topics. As we talked about, like, we've worked with hundreds of different organizations, helping them build their tech stack and enable that. Yeah. I'm excited to be able to help you however I can through that process, but you definitely are focused in the right areas. Like, you're delivering a really high quality experience and meeting your numbers every year right now. So I'm excited to be able to continue to be friends with you and watch you evolve as you start bringing in the right technology to enable that experience and efficiency that you're looking for coming out the back. It's always fun to watch that when it happens and help people. And so, yeah, I think that's great. Last question I would have for you, Matt, is what's some advice that you would give to others in the talent acquisition space, whether they be recruiters, managers, executive leaders? Like, what kind of advice would you share for others?
Take risks. It's okay to try different things. And sometimes we're so accustomed to, well, this works, I'm going to keep doing it. But if you keep doing the same thing year over year, it's eventually going to catch up to you. So be curious, go out there and explore, take as many calls as you can, invest in yourself. I love to attend conferences. I always leave better than I arrived. I don't care if you walk out with one or two things, that I have that I didn't have before. So that takes time. That's probably some of the best advice I can give someone is invest in yourself, learn, take chances and try things, and don't be afraid to fail. And you can always adjust. And the other thing too, advice I'll give somebody is that when you come up with a strategy and you come up with a plan, that's great. But I promise you, when you get to the finish line, that strategy, that plan will probably look a lot different because you control what you can control. And there's a lot of things, outside that we can't control. And that's when the great ones, when I say the great ones, not me, it's fantastic directors, Shelley and Stacy, but they're really good about that, is adjusting on the fly. And then the last thing, that I'll mention is that big data, your friend. Grab as much data as you can, track it, use it, measure success based off of data. So for example, if you tried an initiative, well, how do you know it worked? Well, measure applicants. You see a spike in applicants because applicants in turn will end up being hires for you. Those are some pieces of advice that I could give.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for your time today. Really impressive story and journey, and appreciate you sharing it with me and the audience. And yeah, thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate you.
Well, no, listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity as well. And go PCHI.
There you go. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right, take care.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Talent Acquisition Leaders Podcast. If something we said today resonated with you, please subscribe, rate, and download our podcast and share the episode with your network. Ready to transform your recruiting practices with leading-edge technology just like our other clients at 3M, Comcast, Stryker, and Walgreens? Then reach out at sagemarkhr.com for a free consultation.